Hello?
Yes, Chase.
There's no Chase right now. He's out all from office right now.
He's not in the office right now, okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I don't know what to say. I'm having trouble with my group manager. I mean, maybe you guys can talk to me a moment.
Mm-hmm.
This is Lawrence Carroll, Tai Chi master of my Tai Chi Academy online.
Uh-huh.
I have my own URL hosting company for a dozen years. And I had a couple of items that need repair.
Mm-hmm.
And some small little chores, you know, putting in a couple of books into the bookstore, maybe adding another picture or two to the, you know, overall one Tai Chi article or something like that. And then we're going to put in a, credit card platform. And we're going to need a few conference calls. And today I was just going to give him, that would be Daniel Foster, the phone number of my URL company, superb.net, and my hosting code for the account.
Yeah.
And basically they told me this morning that we're going to need to do a conference call with me and the team manager or whoever is going to do this finally. And it started this morning. And I called in at 9 this morning, thought I had a kind of an appointment to be able to talk to him. And he said to somebody, oh, I'll call him back in so many minutes, and never called back, and 40 minutes went by. Then I finally called back, and he was busy all day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, well, at least in the morning. I said, well, I have to go do some errands, so let me do my errands, and I'll be here at 1 o'clock. So the phone rang right at 1, and I was like 3 steps away on the third ring, picked it up, and he's talking. I don't know whether my mom grabbed it earlier. She's 93, so she could have rung up on him or something. But somehow I heard him talk, and I picked up the phone. I go, here I am, you know, Daniel, and the phone hung up on me. Well, the other day I was talking with him, and the phone just hung up at the end of the conversation. When we were talking, he raised the issue of we should set up an appointment to get started, which will mean I need to get your code at your URL company,
Yeah.
The phone number. We're going to have to talk to the tech team. And, of course, they told me this morning that, yes, the protocol is we'll open up a ticket. And with your approval, Orbit Design Agency will be your representative helping to do the work on your website to fix the odd things and add a few new things, including credit cards, and there's a lot of discussion that we're going to have to deal to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all within a certain time period.
Mm-hmm.
And when Chase sold me the deal, it was on the eve of Halloween, and he said, I got a spread here of 50% to 70% off I can give you, you know, and the smallest account, the smallest package should take care of all your needs, everything you need to do, even the last final step after everything's working and seamlessly working, navigating and all the things that are not doing the same as they used to. Like a perfect download on an infomercial. It was instantaneous, always was for 6 years. Then all of a sudden I lapsed and knew the best I finally got it to after getting fully new digitalized hard drive. My old one was 10 years old, wasn't fully digitalized. And it was just now I got 3 seconds. To 5 seconds of a wheel, and then it plays, which is, I talked to my team at Superb, and they said, yeah, we're getting the same thing. That's pretty good,
mm-hmm.
they just said to me. And I just wanted to see if we can tighten that up if it's possible, you know, and fix the renewal feature that's not allowing people to renew. And then their names were deleted from my registration files.
Yeah.
So those are the little things, you know, and the last thing would be after everything's working, we have somebody copy all the email addresses out of my Tai Chi class directory, a global class directory that's member only, and then send a announcement which has a picture of my home page and then a message to all the teachers that would be the ones the emails are for around the world that represent this historical lineage, that I am the main exponent for the Grandmaster's family for 40, 50 years now.
So you got a marshmallow.
Yeah, that would be a little extra, fast process, but I don't think it should take too long to, paste and copy emails and be sure to attach the announcement that says, tell your students about the online school, my academy with a library of videos of every level of this historical lineage training of the Grand Master, who declined to do it himself. He just said, you should be the one. You're the oldest, my assistant, and you're the only one I call master. So, Lawrence, go ahead and do it, And I said, okay, I just thought I'd, maybe we could get your son to do the videos. And the son was there and just said, we don't like to do it that way. They transmit it. You're just in the presence of their energy, and you receive the Tai Chi, perfect Tai Chi, at all levels. It's a remarkable experience. So with that, I said, I just want to, it's a labor of love for a decade or more. I actually thought about it 40 years ago, and the speed of the Internet, only got good about a dozen years ago, so that the videos would have, really a high-quality, give people high-quality experience instead of a stop-and-go, hooky-jerky old download process that was always interrupted. So in any event, that's in a nutshell. I just want to get this thing started. And I didn't understand also what the exact time on the framework of my account. Chase charged me $700. I only got to pay him a little under $5, but the rest he said he'll collect once they finish the job, which I could, give it to you at any time now. That was a special that he said was right at that hour. He didn't finish the deal right then and there. He said, we would clock out and we would not be able to do it until some other deal's available. But those deals were hanging right there at the 11th hour, I guess, of last month. So by Monday, we started in, they sent the form, and I tried to retrieve it and work on it, and that didn't work. I could not get in through the login feature. It would not accept my passwords, and so that was a kind of a stumbling block. And then when I spoke with maybe even Chase as well as Daniel Foster, one or the both of them agreed that, we've had a lot of people that have had problems, getting started. We'll fix that and call back tomorrow and we'll have somebody arrange, an easy way for you to log right in. And then, of course, you'll have the form there. So I filled the form out, but it took a whole week. So I want to know, do I have 30 days minimum to a 60-day maximum, or was it 30 hours to 60 hours? That's what I want to find out. So if you can answer that one, since you're the finance department, you got the floor.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
What is the parameters on my account? When did it start? And am I penalized a whole week for not being able to log into the login section to retrieve the form, the brief form, which I did finally get?
Yes.
And filled it in and found it in my download file, which I was looking every other place, and sent it back to you. So it was received just on Monday. In any event, I just wanted to know. Somebody said something about 30 to 40 to 60 hours, and I said I thought my account was based upon 30-day minimum to a 60-day maximum to get this job done. And then whatever the hours are, the time that we get together and do it is spread over that 30 to 60 days. And so that's what I'm asking you.
Mm-hmm.
What is the parameters? Is it 30 hours or 30 days to 60 hours or 60 days? I just don't really know anymore. And I've asked the question a few times to Daniel Foster, and I didn't get any straight answer.
All right, so...
So I'm still asking, and it's like already going on a second week now. We're in the middle of the week.
Yes, so what's your question, basically?
The question is what have I purchased for my $700 small package of help, of repairs to the website, putting in credit card services, all that, you know, and these little other odds and ends that are part of, you know, the repair of the website, like figuring out why the download on the homepage, the infomercial, is slowed down a little bit. If that can be fixed, great. If it's only going to be 3 second delay, that's okay too, I guess. But you guys are going to help me with all these repairs and make sure that everything is navigating properly, including the fact that nobody's been able to do any renewal. No renewal form comes up to give them a chance to repay their subscription at the end of the year. So that has to be repaired. And then once all these other little things are done, we're going to bring in the credit card companies and the platform from U.S. Bank, Costco. It's called Evlon. And they have, I think it's a lot cheaper than what U.S. Bank charges me. But that's who I bank with. And so, you know, we'll have a conference call and we'll set up the arrangement for the software to be installed on the website with the credit cards that we choose, which will basically be MasterCard, Visa, and I was told other credit cards, like a Apple card, would be no extra charge. I think Case told me that. He said, we can put a bunch of different merchant services credit cards on the website. They put their icon, you know, have a little statement that says Academy accepts, you know, and then you see all these different credit card availabilities. So, yeah, those are the way up things that we're going to do for the 700. That was supposed to be basically 50 to 70% off on the eve of Halloween. And I just want to know how fast do I have to get this done? And I'm losing time with the, you know, the gentleman who's supposed to be my project manager.
Mm-hmm.
It took a whole week for me to be able to log in and get that brief form. And I filled it out, and on Monday I actually attached it and sent it to you guys in the morning. And it has been seen. It did get there. But I haven't had any further, you know, we talked about the conference call with my URL hosting company, superb.net, to give them the company knowledge that I am allowing Daniel, as the project manager for Orbit Design Agency, to gain access and assistance from tech support in learning how to navigate and get in and out of the different departments of my website so they can help fix the problems that nobody else has been able to help me with. Do you understand all that? What are the parameters of how much time do I have to do that in? Is it 30 hours or 30 days? Or 60 hours or 60 days. I don't know anymore. I've gotten so confused in trying to get a straight answer that I don't remember. If you can explain that one feature of what I purchased and how long we have to do this, and do I have to put up with all these calls to Daniel, who doesn't call me back when he says, I'll call you in 10 minutes, and then it's 45 minutes, I haven't heard from him. Because after he called today, and I just missed him by a second,
he called in, and he was already busy. He would call you tomorrow again.
Why am I waiting till tomorrow now? Well, am I being charged for the time of waiting?
Mm-hmm.
What are the parameters? That's what I asked you. Is it 30 to 60 days to get the job done? Am I correct about that? And then I'll be more patient. Because if I just have to wait my turn before he finishes with another client to help me, and I know we've got 30 to 60 days to do all this,
mm-hmm.
I think we can do it once we finally get started.
We do it. Of course we do it.
And what's the time structure? That's what I'm asking you.
Yes.
Don't yes me. Tell me, what is the time structure? 30 days of work to 60 days of work? Is that correct or is that wrong?
It's correct.
That is correct. Okay, so it isn't 30 hours to 60 hours, because somebody said that and it got me a little confused. Because 30
no,
hours
every
is
change,
more than 24.
Every change. Like, if you change in the website something, you are just be doing their specified thing, like a systematic thing. So it takes time. Every pinch.
Okay, so but it is a 30-day process minimum to about a 60-day process maximum. And
yeah,
with my small amount
you
of
are
effort, things that need done, we can do it in 2 weeks.
This is 24 hours, and the process is done, and the website will be completed. If we complete it in 1 month, about the website capacity and how much products on your website and how much things on your website, the function, the eliminations, all these things, the team, the economy, and the basket things, the catalog, all these things, they are doing by such these type of things. As well as content, they take time, 16 to 70 days, if you are just write a content for the website. So
yeah, well, look, all I'm doing is we're doing a handful of repairs.
Mm-hmm.
6 to 8 little things that have to be done, including add the new merchant platform. I just want to make sure that we're going to get everything done within, you're saying, 60 or 70 days. You know, I lost a week waiting just to be able to get somebody to help me log in.
Mm-hmm.
It took the end of the week before somebody called me with the information or sent a copy. I think it was Sam or something, sent the password or whatever I was supposed to do to log in. And then I found right then the next page was the brief form. So when I figured out how to be able to type in it, I finally started typing in it, filled it out, saved it. Didn't know where it was going, where it was being saved, everywhere else in my documents.
All right, sir.
In the download,
can I ask you something? Hello. Can I ask
yes,
you something? Yeah, so we need the admin access, the old website, if you have. So give it to us, and we are start working on it at the back end of the website.
Yes, but am I going to have a screen sharing session? I want to be able to see what you're all doing, and you can't start without me being a part of a conference call to the team at superb.net in their tech department. They want to fill out a ticket. They want to record the fact that I gave you permission to work on the website and that they will certainly help you navigate around the site if there's any problems that you're having. They do it all the time. I've been with them for a dozen years.
So you want to
send it to us? They know the website pretty well, always help me with little problems, and usually the bigger problems that they figure out sooner or later. Like a recurring contact email that's about 1,000 copies of the email in my home computer.
So I can tell you that, can you give us the backend credentials so we can start working on the website?
You can't start working without me. So I'm the one I want
to...
Want me to give it to you now? I was told that Daniel Foster is supposed to be helping me. But he wasn't helping me. Now you tell me he's not going to be available for a whole day. I'm going to have somebody who's the head of the team be with me in a conference call, 3-day call with my hosting company.
Sir.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yes.
And I'm not, you people think that I'm moving, but I found that out. Because I didn't fill in 2 spaces at the bottom of the form. When I asked an assistant, David, very nice young man, to explain those to me, he said, we got to figure out how much storage space on the server we're going to need for your website. And I said, you're not going to need any because I'm not moving my website off of my existing hosting company. I'm keeping the deal with them. I'll wait till we develop more business to the website, and if and when I need to get to a different server that's going to be able to handle the traffic, especially if we end up getting millions of people around the world to sign up at the very low cost of $12.96 a year to be a member and have access to over 40 Tai Chi training and demo videos of the historical lineage. I represent the Grandmaster's family. There's nothing like this on the Internet that's directly connected to this historical family. So this is the real stuff. And that's all. I just want to keep going with the process, upgrade the system, have you guys help me with all this, which is what Chase promised you would do it all. But now you're telling me I'm good. We have at least roughly a maximum of 60 days. And I'm assuming that delaying me the first week since we started this, and the fact that the conference call with my company, which I'm ready to do as soon as you're all ready to do it with me, and if you're just in the business office, I don't know whether, you know, you should be the one. I thought I was dealing with my team manager. I mean, team, you know, yeah, the job manager. And that he was going to be the one to be in the conference call. So if I have to wait till tomorrow, fine, but you guys got to follow through and tell me when you're further delayed. I keep calling in and being told, well, he's busy right now, call back in a half hour. I call back in a quarter, an hour, and he's still not ready.
Yes, sir.
He's doing something else. So I just wanted to make sure, that's why I called you. I wanted to make sure that I'm not being penalized for the downtime, the delays that have been going on for a week and a half now. Right?
Hello?
I mean, as long as we finish the job within the 60 days or so, then I'm happy. Okay?
Sir, can you have a Zoom meeting?
I don't have Zoom.
All right, so what do you have?
Nobody told me I had to have Zoom. I thought, like, HP takes over that we do screen share, and they get quick control of my computer
so
and fix problems
What is the application you use for the to share your computer? So Sam Jones is the one of them that he will be controlling your backhand, and we will be easily access you in front of you.
Okay, I'm not sure. I'm not exactly sure what you meant by Sam Jones, what he has to do with a screen share process.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to have him help us have a screen share session? Because that's what I was told by Chase. I could watch the work being done on my website and learn even about what went wrong and how they're going to fix it, and then watch them fix it and demonstrate that it works. That's what I was told. Now, am I been mistaken, or somebody is misinforming me, or is it just me, you know, mistaken about what I'm being told?
Don't you worry if you have Zoom or if you have any other...
I don't
any
have
other...
Zoom.
All right, so you
have... I
don't
have Zoom unless it's somewhere there in some kind of software added in somewhere on something of my Microsoft operating system. I have a brand new Microsoft Pavilion desktop, a fully digitalized one.
All right, so what software do you use for...
And I never use it, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
All right, so what software you are using to share your computer screen with us, and we are doing the access?
Well, that's right. You guys, I don't have a way to reach you. You know how here at Packard, it's an HP Pavilion desktop computer from Hewlett Packard.
So you can talk with HP.
We do a screen sharing. We go to a website that allows me to get a card and put it in a little box, and then click connect, and then I connect to their representative who's doing the work on my website, trying to fix problems that I'm having, navigating, or whatever the problem is. They take control, they have control of the screen, and I get to watch what they're doing, and I talk to them on a telephone at the same time. That's what I thought we would do with you guys. I just assumed, because I've never done it with you folks yet. Matter of fact, every other website that I've ever asked if they did do screen share as a part of, you know, client and designer, you know, interaction, would ask that, no, we don't have that ability. And then when I spot the chase, he's the one that says, oh, no, that's what I mean when you'll be put together with the web designer, and that means that he'll take control of your computer so that you can see your URL website. You'll see what he's seeing on his screen about my website. And then he'll go in and look for the problems that we'll have a list. We've already given you some of the list. There's a few items, little things at the end of doing all the big things that we want to add to the list. And I will type that all out and send, Mr. Foster, Daniel, a copy. I was going to do it this morning, but everybody told me to wait. He'll be calling you in 10 minutes. And then I never got the call. And then he called me right at 1. I said, well, I have to go do some errands. Have him call me at 1. Well, right at 1, the phone rang 3 times. As I picked it up, I heard his voice. He said his name. And then the next thing, I was disconnected. And I don't know why. But it could have been a problem on my end. I've got a 93-year-old mom, hard of hearing. She could have picked up the phone and put it down. And just at the moment I picked it up, we got broken the connection. But I called right back, and then he was busy and was going to call me again in 10 minutes. And then finally I called you after 45 minutes. It's getting longer than that. Actually, it's almost an hour. You said he's now busy for the rest of the day, that we could do it tomorrow. So I just want to know, was I being, penalized for having to wait? And as long as the amount of time that you have given me to get the job done does include 60 days of on and off getting it done, maybe it'll be done, like I say, in 2 weeks. And once we can concentrate and really get to work. But we lost already a week and a half just fetching around trying to create the conference call with you guys, a 3-way phone call. I think your phone systems can do that, right, without Zoom. If I had Zoom and it would help to do the screen share, that would be fine. But normally, like I said, with HP, all I had to do is go to their website for support and put in the code for setting up the screen share session and click on accept a couple of times and okay a couple of times. And then the next thing, the box opened up.
My question is that if you don't have backend and you didn't screen share with us, so how we can access the old website? How? That's my question.
You have to have a conference call with me, a 3-way call to my web company and their tech team. That's how we're going to do it. They already told me that this morning. There's no other way to do it. We have to open up a ticket, which gives my approvals put down in writing on the ticket that you guys are my representatives for helping to repair some problems with my website. And they will help you, too. And they also track the activities just to make sure that everything's on the up and up and, they know what's being done and it's not harming anything. And as long as everything's okay, we get to the end of the job and that's it. They close the ticket. But they'll be in their information bank. You're my representative because I want to stay with you guys at Orbit Design Agency because I want you to help me with all my marketing.
Of course, sir. We will do everything for you, but first of all, we need the backend access.
Yeah, well, I can tell it to you, but I want to. We have to do a 3-day call at that time. Do you understand that?
No. When I call you about the backend.
Excuse me? When you call me about it doesn't, I don't understand. You need to do a 3-way call. Whenever you want to do a 3-way call,
you are calling your company?
You all the data, and we will talk with my company.
All right, your company. That's what you say, okay.
Yeah, that's what they told me to do.
Okay, all right.
So whenever we can get
to tomorrow,
there,
we'll talk
make an appointment to do that. I will be ready tomorrow. I have my computer on even. I have my phone ready. I have all the codes for my account with Superb. You know, I have a lot of information I can give you guys when we start to work together. We haven't done that. I've had nothing but hold the phone, I'll be right back, or I have to go somewhere now, you know, and it morphs into I have to talk to you tomorrow. Yes, I waited a whole day to talk to Daniel from 9 in the morning.
3-2-3, we call tomorrow, and we are discussed with your company, and you call with your company, and then call us, and we talk about the back-end credentials. So then we have start our work.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. To, and you're saying at what time?
All right.
3-3?
Yes, 3, sir. That's cool.
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes.
All right, then I'll wait all day tomorrow. That's what we'll do. And
all right.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to call you guys.
Okay.
And then Daniel can call the company and connect me in as the third party on the phone. Okay?
All right. All right, sir.
That'll be perfect. I mean, at least we can do that much. And we're worried about the screen share process. I'm sure there's a way, like with the HP company, where you have some kind of a site that I can log on to you, so we're connected. You know, just the only thing that's different is instead of you guys looking at my website, I'm watching your computers look at the URL, the Academy's online website, and go to these areas inside the computer, inside my system, where there's a flaw. And we got to figure out why these things are not working. And it just may be that nobody even put in, like, a renewal page. Or when they put it in, they thought it worked, and then it stopped working. You know, whatever it is, we'll figure that out. But we got to work together.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you very much. Then 3 p.m. I will call
thank
in
you, sir.
And hopefully
thank you, Lawrence. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Yep.